Hi, this is a dictation for Marnie Wynn, Marniewinn. Marnie Wynn. Date of birth is 3/30/1970. Date of service is 6/23/2022. Miss Marnie Wynn is here for a severe pain in the lower back and pain in the right knee. These pains have been present for a while, but recently she had a fall on her lower back and the right knee, causing excruciating pain that is causing her extreme difficulty to do her ADLs or to be able to sleep. She's undergoing a scope for the right knee, arthroscopy, on 7/7/2022. And although a hospital visit has not been done by her, and we have not ordered a MRI new, since there is no radiculopathy or radiation, patient needs some help for the pain relief. The patient reports that her injection to the lumbar, which was done on 6/15, did help her, and her left-sided SI joint pain is subsided. And the pain in the middle of the back has also subsided, but there is more pain in the right sacroiliac joint, which got jolted or injured during the fall. At this time, the pain level is from 8 to 9 with no radiculopathy. No pain in the head or mid-back or low is reported. Left knee is also doing very well. The ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient does report 60% pain relief when she got the injection, as well as physical therapy and pain gel, as well as the all of the treatment. The patient reports that mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and general activity is affected 7. In the system review, all is negative. I will like to say like this, in neurology and psych, there is no headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, balance problem, memory problem, or any confusion, disorientation. Patient further denies any anxiety, depression, or panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has no shoulder stiffness or neck stiffness or lower back stiffness, but the patient does have a pain in the lower back, which is across, causing her severe difficulty in walking and ability to sit and stand. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GE, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that the pain has become more severe due to the recent fall in the kitchen, and it is listed at 10, and it is worsened. Otherwise, she was improving. In the last 30 days, patient report that in medical history, there is no new history except for the fall that she has reported. And in surgical history, she has had a knee scope 3 weeks ago at a hospital by Dr. Haki for the left knee, and it is completely better. And hospitalization, patient reports of hospitalization for knee scope, weight loss 13 pounds, any other trauma, patient fell in the kitchen, wet floor. Current pain medication is Percocet. Substance abuse, none is recorded. Compliance is, the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 192 over 134, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 91. Rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 6/14/2022. Dictation number is 0621-017. The general review and musculoskeletal examination is the same. However, in the knee examination, please mention that the left knee examination is now completely normal. The scars for previous scope are present. Range of motion is completely normal. No crepitus or grinding noise or popping noise is heard. Range of motion is 140 degrees of flexion in the knee. No shortness of the leg is noticed. And there is collateral ligaments are completely normal, non-tender. and anterior posterior apprehension, McMurray-Stein, Steinman are all negative at the left knee. In the examination of the right knee, however, the McMurray-Stein and Steinman sign are positive, and there is a slight tenderness on the right knee, peripatellar, and some swelling is present. Range of motions are, however, normal at 140 degrees, and the anterior drawer and posterior drawer is negative. Gait is painful, antalgic, slow, and patient is using a cane. The rest of the exam was same, and the diagnosis is the same from previous visit. The plan of care is to refer the patient to Dr. Haki for the scope. Patient is provided with the following medication: Celebrex 200 daily for anti-inflammatory, Alavil 50 at night for sleep, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle spasms, and Lidocaine gel 5%. Two refills are provided. The patient is temporarily provided with pain medication, Percocet 7.5, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. Patient will be seen in after the surgery is done, and otherwise she is stable. Her right sacroiliac joint was quite tender, and patient is advised to consider having a repeat injection to the right sacroiliac joint. The previous injection was done on 1/17/2022 on the right side, and another one is advised. Hopefully that will help her. Thank you.